Welcome to the Matchmaker Matchmaker podcast, where we tackle the toughest questions about dating. We are your hosts, Aliza Ben Shalom
and Rabbi Yisroel Bernath. And without further ado, let's get to our question of the day.
Rabbi, I know we've got a question of the day. What did they say? What did they say? What do they want to know?
We have a question.
Yeah.
This is from a listener named Fran.
Okay.
Dear Rabbi and Aliza, longtime listener, first time writer, thank you so much. And thank you to everyone who's been sending us your questions. Don't worry. Just keep on listening. We're going to get to them. We're going to get to all your questions.
Keep writing them in.
So here's Fran's question. How do I stop beating myself up for things that went wrong in my last relationship?
The first thing that pops into my head is we all make mistakes. We're humans. We're not angels. And things work or don't work. And we either do the right thing or we do the wrong thing. And that's just normal. That's normal in relationships. That's normal with coworkers. That's normal with family. That's normal with community members. It's just completely normal to do it wrong. And that's actually how we learn. Like, I don't know, a child who tries to walk, what do? Fall. How long? I don't know, the first year? Like, they're just always falling down. They're always getting it wrong. And sometimes I think that we get it more wrong in certain relationships than others, and sometimes in different times of our lives. I know that I, especially now married 21 years and with my husband, there's some days or some weeks or some months and I'm like, why do you say that? What are you doing? That's not what you're supposed to say, Aliza. I'm doing my self-talk. I'm like, Aliza, stop it. What are you doing? You know? And sometimes I don't want to say I can't help myself because, hey, yes, we all could, but I think that we have all have those moments of falling and acknowledging that you fell. First of all, wow. Thank you, Fran, for acknowledging that you fell and you made
it. So rare. I want to just acknowledge, right? Fran, it's so rare. The opposite, right, is usually what the truth is for most people. Like, so rare.
They'll deny it till the end of the earth, till the end of their life. But to actually own up to it. And then I think the way that you stop obsessing about having made a mistake or mistakes in your past relationship is to look back and to say, what did I learn from this? Where am I heading? And how am I going to do it right next time? And what are my cues, my keys, my triggers, my something? What taps me back in to actually doing it right? Right. Yes. So I'm going to give you one of my things. This is the Aliza thing that Aliza has learned in her life. When, even whether it's my husband, my kids, my friend, anybody, if I am feeling heated or upset about something, it is always the wrong time for me to open my mouth. It's wrong. Maybe I'm right about the point, but it's not the right time to actually say something. And when is the right time? A day later, a few days later, a week later, when I've cooled down, I have perspective, and then I can just have a real conversation and say, this upset me. Here's what doesn't work. How can we work this out? How can we solve the problem?
And so then you won't regret what you say.
If I'm heated, as soon as I start to feel it and I say something and I open my mouth, my brain is going, stop talking, stop talking, stop talking. Like, it's not even a story. It's just on repeat. Stop talking, stop talking, stop talking. And I'm like, you're still talking. Why are you still talking? Stop talking, stop talking. And sometimes I can't stop myself because I'm on a roll. I'm in that moment and I'm not choosing to tap into it. But I work so hard to try to bring myself back to balance. But that's a key, a clue, a trigger. If they look really calm and I feel really heated, I'm not wrong. It's just the wrong time to actually say something.
You'll probably win the battle, but you'll definitely lose the war.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I would say this to Fran and not to the rest of the world, but to the unicorns who take responsibility for their past relationships, that it's not only your fault. But to the rest of the world, don't listen to that, because if you don't take responsibility for your relationship, then you can't listen to that advice. But it's not only your fault.
I hear what you're saying, which is you're reading into Fran and the makeup of who she is. And it sounds to me like in the question, you're hearing that she's the overly apologetic one. Oh, I'm sorry for this and I'm sorry for that. And I could have done better in this. And if I had only done that, this might have worked out and it's my fault for this. And she's great at taking ownership. But what she's not great at is letting other people also take ownership for their stuff and having acknowledgement for that.
I think it's because I lived in Canada for a while. Everyone says sorry, sorry, sorry all the time. So I am reading into it and it's true.
Right. Wait, I told you what I learned about Canada, that I'm sorry is not an admission of guilt. Like if you go before a judge and like there's a certain term for this in Canadian, I don't know what it's called, but in Canadian law, it basically says if I say I'm sorry, it doesn't mean I was wrong. But there's a term for it. Do you know that? I Googled it.
No, I didn't know that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we have to look it up because it's a real thing that you can't be held liable for the thing that you said I'm sorry for. Like if you, God forbid, got into a car accident and you get out and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Right? In Canada, that doesn't mean I caused the accident. That means I'm sorry. I feel bad that this happened.
I'm so happy they did this because everybody just says I'm sorry all day.
Yeah, but it's not their fault. I'm going to look it up and I'm going to tell you what it is. It's a real thing. But I hear that she's probably one of these people that does this like habitually. Like I do have friends like this. We even get on the phone and I'm late and they're like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry to bother you." I'm like, "I'm late for you. I bothered you. I kept you waiting. Why you're sorry to me for what? Like you're overly apologetic. Don't be sorry."
Yeah. So what's your blessing for Fran?
Well, first of all, I think it's called the Apology Act. And it says here, the Apology Act is a law in Canada, maybe even in Ontario, that provides that apologies made by a person does not necessarily constitute an admission of guilt.
That's great. It's so good.
Act, by the way, that's so easy. I thought it was something more complicated than that. But anyway, it doesn't mean you were guilty. So also feeling guilty, Fran, does not make you guilty. Doing the wrong thing makes you guilty. Feeling bad about having done something that you didn't want to do is okay, but also acknowledging that you're not the only one in the relationship with a problem. Everybody's got problems and it takes two to tango. And this is not the easiest thing to navigate. And please stop throwing yourself a pity party so that you can apologize, like acknowledge what you did wrong. Okay. Somebody explained it like this. You know, there's RSVP. I think it's SRVP. Stop, regret, verbalize, plan. Stop the action, whatever you think you did wrong. Regret it. I feel bad that I did it and I don't want to do it again. Verbalize that, right? I'm not going to make this happen. And then plan. I've got a plan for how to make this different in the future. So my blessing to you, Fran, is that you should acknowledge what happened. You should accept it and move on. And as you move into your relationship, you should move in with full confidence that you have a new wisdom and something wonderful to offer this person and to elevate the relationship with all of this knowledge so that you can build a beautiful life together.
Amen.
Thanks so much for being here and joining us on this fantastic journey through relationships. If there's any questions that you have for us, we want to hear them. We love your questions. We love your feedback.
Thanks so much for being with us. And as always, may you find somebody wonderful. And when you do, message us.